We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the K-State Sports Network, from Learfield, live from the Power Cat Sports Grill in Manhattan, this is the Jeff Mitty Show, brought to you by Power Cat Sports Grill on the west side of Manhattan, where legendary fans eat legendary burgers. Kansas Strong, strength through reliable oil and natural gas. Get the facts at KansasStrong.com. People's State Bank, serving Wildcat fans since 1897. People's State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. And by the Kansas Soybean Commission, the Soybean Checkoff. Progress powered by Kansas farmers. This is the Jeff Mitty Show. Here's Brian Smoller.
Hello and good welcome and welcome in to another edition of the Jeff Mitty Show from Power Cat Sports Grill here in the Little Apple. We are pleased to be with you, and what a show we have lined up for you here today. What a lot to talk about after Kansas State came away with a mild upset this last weekend, taking down number 10 Baylor here at home, 68-59. Yet another top 10 opponent that the Wildcats have faced this season. This time they take down the Baylor Bears. Perhaps all those games against South Carolina, NC State, Oregon, it paid off in the end, and the Bears They go down to defeat. And to Jeff Mitty's point after the game, I want to lead off the show with this. Yes, K-State ends 36-game losing streak to Baylor, but the Bears have had a stranglehold on the Big 12 the last number of years. This is just the third loss in the last 78 Big 12 games for Baylor. It's just the 11th loss for Baylor in the Big 12 in the last 13 years. They are 192-11. Now with that loss to K-State yesterday. Let's welcome in the head coach of the Wildcats, Jeff Mitty, who joins us here. He's already gotten a round of applause as he came in. How about another one for the head coach of the Wildcats who joins us? Congratulations on the win. The best part about it seemed like your team was happy afterwards, but they weren't over the moon that they'd knocked off the Baylor Bears, at least in the celebration out on the court.
I would agree with that. I think it's a huge win. You don't want to downplay it. I mean, you want to enjoy it. You don't get opportunities and almost lead wire to wire. So you do want to enjoy it. But, yeah, keep it in perspective. I think our group's done that pretty well all year, that it's one out of 18 conference games. And I think you mentioned it early. I think the fact that we've played the number one team in the country, the number two team in the country, this was not foreign territory for this basketball team. And we competed well at NC State, kind of got smacked around at South Carolina. If you remember, one of the things I didn't like coming out of there was that we had yet to defend a team that I felt like was a really top team. And so against Oregon, we did that better. So I think this team's continued to make progress. And obviously against Baylor, I thought we defended pretty well.
18-7 to start the game. They don't get their first field goal till over 5 minutes into the contest. It goes to a larger point about first quarters, which we'll get to in a moment. But to your point, defensively, it seemed like from the get-go, you took Baylor out of what they wanted to do. Now, foul troubles were part of that. I mean, Quinn Egbo gets a couple of early fouls. But what were you trying to do, and what did you successfully do against someone like Nelissa Smith and then, by proxy, Asbury and Andrews, who can hurt you from the outside?
Well, you know, Baylor's different than in the past in that they shoot the three a lot more than they have, a lot more successfully. They're making about 6.5 threes a game. Smith is all over the floor. So I think defensively for us it was about there really wasn't a whole lot of adjustments other than to do what we do. We're going to mix it up. We're going to play some zone. We're going to play some man. We're going to press a little bit. We did have some things we wanted to accomplish in the press, which is to get it out of the point guard's hand and make them initiate offense with either Bickle or Nylisa, them as the trail. So I thought our group did a good job of that. That was not something we practiced a lot. We just said, get it out of the point guard's hands, and here's how I want you to do it. And I thought Serena and Jay got us off to a good start there. I think our rebounding, you know, that's the one thing. You can play great defense, but if you give them a bunch of offensive rebounds, then all of a sudden you negate what you've done. So I think that was solid all day long. So all those things. And then I mentioned at halftime, or I mentioned about halftime, that we had 9 players of our 10 that played scored. So we had everybody was contributing on the court, and everybody had a good look to them.
Actually, 10 out of 10 scored in the game. So Ebert got credit for 3 points.
No, she hadn't scored at halftime.
Oh,
though.
I got you.
Yeah, yeah, yes, nine yes, of the yes. 10 had scored at halftime, and
that's
Ebert
right.
had not. But, you know, Ebert's one player on our roster that she can be impacting the game in a
that's
lot
right.
of ways and not have any points. And, boy, she made one of the best bounce passes I've seen in a oh. long time late in the game to Lee down low. That had to have a little steam on it. Had to have a little English on it, and you got to have a center that can catch. And we're lucky to have two of them that can catch, but Lee gathered it, and it was a big play at the time.
Let's talk a little bit about Ayoka Lee, who today was named not only the Big 12 Player of the Week, but also the National Player of the Week. So congratulations to Ayoka Lee. Well-deserved. She is the first honoree this season to win not only the Big 12 Player of the Week twice, but also the first person in the country to win the National Player of the Week twice. She's already won it already once this year. So both honors, she's the first person in college basketball to do that. 32 points, 10 boards, 3 steals, couple of assists, 2 blocks. We talked about it on the television broadcast. She gets a couple of early fouls, but prior to the game, you had mentioned you thought maybe she might not be at 100%, maybe feeling a little under the weather. She had tested negative, all those sorts of things for the protocols. But the managing of her minutes, you mentioned this on the show last time about when we had the question about substitution patterns. You talked about how you like to go early with a lot of subs and try and rest up because you're trying to get somebody fresh by the end of the game. Boy, did that ever pay off. Ayoka Lee only plays a couple of minutes, 8 minutes in the first half.
Right.
How much of that was by design? How much of that was created by foul trouble?
Well, we were lucky. Fortunately, she never had to get tested for COVID, but she did kind of have kind of that, do I need to? And so we kind of monitored that. So we were lucky in that regards. But I went to her before the game and said, look, we're going to sub you early, very similar to South Dakota State. And if you go back to South Dakota State, we were limited with 7 players. I wanted to get her out early. foul trouble or not. And I wanted to get Lauterbach kind of into the game early and kind of get her into the flow of things. So it's as much about getting Taylor into the flow of things as anything. But I think it also it gave Yoki, okay, I'm not going to have to go a long stretch early. And so hopefully she relaxed a little bit, felt better. Because one of the things coming off of Christmas, you're always worried about players going long stretches, right? And so the conditioning aspect, all those things, I think, fit into it. And just in this case, I just wanted to get our group into the game. And that included all 10, but certainly giving Yoki some early rest was part of the plan.
Talk about Taylor Lauterbach, because while not huge numbers, it seemed like she took a step forward, played pretty well for you there in the time that she had to play there in the first half.
Well, she played 13 minutes overall. I thought she played very well. I thought defensively better. She's got to get better cutting the baseline off. That was an area that she still struggled with. But you're also against the number one player in the country at taking the ball along the baseline in Smith. So I thought she was good. You know, her plus minus was almost even in this game in 13 minutes. And I thought offensively we were able to spread the floor a little bit. We went to a little pick and roll game with her, pick and pop game. I thought she handled it well. I thought she was very active in there. We saw Sundell get a layup. We saw Briley get a layup out of that. Laura refused the screen on one of them, got a layup on the right side. So there was some good offense going on with Taylor in the game.
Well, back to Lee for a moment here before we take our first break. The numbers just continue to astound. And there, it was after this game, you're driving home, whatever. I'm sure the same was for you. You try very hard not to take it for granted that Yoki is going to go out and drop 20 and 10 and 5 every single game. It's just, but it is mind-boggling. You look at some of the numbers and where she ranks. She's in the top five in the nation in points, field goal percentage, blocks, 30-point games, double-doubles, everything. And she leads the Big 12 in practically every single category. I know there's a lot of, in this day and age, we're prone to hyperbole and saying this person's the greatest ever, the greatest all that. And we're trying to be careful about that because there are some tremendous players in the history of K-State women's basketball that have gone on to play pro basketball for a long time. But the number she's putting up is astounding. How do you as a coach ever get a moment? Probably not during a game like we do, but afterwards do you get a moment watching film you're just like, man, she's unbelievable. I'm trying not to take for granted as a coach or a broadcaster. This young lady, is what she's doing is incredible.
Well, you never take it for granted. I would not have said that I realized the third quarter she had 19 points. I thought she was playing pretty well, though.
Right.
I kept saying, let's keep throwing it in there. Yeah, it seems like a good idea right now. But you know, 19 points in one quarter is pretty good. I think one of the things our team's done a really nice job of, and Yoki's done a really nice job of this, is her job is to do this. The team's job is to do this. And at the end of the day, if we do those things and we get the touches inside and we continue to work as a team, those numbers are work itself out. And so Yoki is one that she had 4 points at half. She wasn't sitting here going, oh, I've had a horrible half. It was just, hey, I played 8 minutes. 9 players scored. That's really good for us because it's going to be hard to double team me with everybody being a threat. And then second half, we were able to get the touches where we wanted. And I've continued to say timely touches because, you know, when you're posting up, if you get it late or you get it when you're off the block too early before you've established an angle, established position, you don't score it as well. Well, she's getting it in good position. And I think that's probably been the biggest improvement in her game is she's patient, she's timely with her post up, and our guards are doing a really good job of getting her the ball.
Yeah, and K-State's movement of the ball around the perimeter to get different angles, to get those passes in, to your point, have been a strength for this team from the get-go, no doubt. We welcome those of you listening across the network, also watching on Facebook Live. We're up and running. If you'd like to submit a question for Coach, you can do so right now via the Facebook live stream. You can bring it up to the table. We've got a question from the audience already, or you can tweet at me, at Brian Smulder. We'll get it on the air as well. We'll take a break here. It's the Jeff Benny Show presented by PowerCat Sports Squirrel, where legendary fans eat legendary burgers. We're back after a moment on the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
People State Bank offers hometown service with big bank features at our 11 convenient locations statewide. Whether you are looking for a loan, personal or business accounts, ATMs, mobile banking, or bill pay, PSB wants to help you. At People State Bank, we take pride in our communities, and we are proud to be your community bank. Check us out at psbbanks.com. People State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Biodiesel turns soybean oil, used cooking oils, and waste animal fats into fuel so amazing that it drives more than 60,000 U.S. jobs and supports more than $11.4 billion in economic impact. Learn more about America's advanced biofuel at kansassoybeans.org/biodiesel. A message from the Kansas Soybean Commission, the Soybean Checkoff. Progress powered by Kansas farmers.
U.S. air quality is better than it has been in decades. The U.S. leads the world in cutting CO2 emissions since the year 2000, all while becoming the world's largest producer of petroleum. We need oil and gas to provide the energy and products we depend on every day. And if we care about the environment, we should produce that vital resource here, because we do a better job on environmental issues than any other nation. That's what keeps America strong and Kansas strong. Get the facts at kansasstrong.com.
This is Bill Snyder with some straight talk about opioid abuse. We're all taught to share, but giving someone your pain medication isn't generous. It's reckless. Yet one in five people prescribed an opioid admit to sharing it with others. These drugs can be dangerous, even deadly. Support the people you love. Store your medication securely and dispose of unused medication. If you're asked to share, say no. Help prevent opioid abuse among your friends and family before it starts.
Learn more about safe storage and disposal at itmattersks.org.
Back again on the Jeff Binney Show here at PowerCatch Sports Grill. Again, legendary fans eat legendary burgers. Brian Spoler, Jeff Binney, along with you. Brock Schofield back in our studios in Jeff City, Missouri. If you'd like to get a question, jump out on the Facebook live stream, get a question in. You can also do so via Twitter. You can also bring one up here to the table. We've got a couple of comments first here from fans. First from Randy Stroppen, who's here in attendance right in front of us. He says, one, love the defense, played great. Obviously, you just talked about it, the great team play of K-State helping Yogi only have four halftime points, still be in front, and then blow up in the second half. And then his point, this team has no fear. And we've talked about that individually with Briley Glenn. I wanted to ask you about Jalen Glenn. You made a point there talking about how everybody somewhat jumped to the scoring column early to kind of provide a threat. Now Baylor's got to be guarding everyone, right? How good was it to see? How encouraged were you that Jalen Glenn started the game out a three, gets an and-one there, scores 7 points in the game, but five of them there in that first quarter really attacked the game, it seemed.
Yeah, she's been more aggressive in practice, and we've been encouraging her to be more aggressive. And she got a high ceiling to her. She really does. She does so much for us that maybe doesn't get recognized. I thought her on-ball defense continues to be fantastic. Her length continues to be a problem in the zone. So she's doing a lot of good things. But, yeah, I thought she was more aggressive, and she's been more aggressive in practice. So that's good to see because this team has a lot of improvement. We can talk about all the good things we did, but 23 turnovers, not going to cut it. You know, we got to do better than that. The zone still is not getting enough deflections. We're not as active as we need to be there. Situational defense is not as good. Give up a three when we're supposed to be locked in to making them dribble there. We were late on that play when we were up seven. There's plenty of room to get better here, and that's got to be the emphasis of us going forward. But Jalen has a high ceiling here. You're going to see big improvement for her. She works hard.
Well, the tremendous play she made out on the wing, I think it was Asbury, that tried to throw an entry pass, maybe Andrews, I can't remember. One of those two guards threw it in. Jalen just leapt up, grabbed it right out of the air in that zone defense. So kind of speaking to your point, one steal for her in the game. Something you mentioned there in that discussion about this team and what you were able to do, at least on the offensive end, all those points that came early, Rebecca Dollinger hits an early three-pointer. You get Mackey involved hitting an outside shot. everybody, Simone Goodrich hits a turnaround jumper that was vintage Simone back when she was a freshman, right? Those were the types of shots she was hitting when she was a young lady. That first quarter, you drop 18 on Baylor. That kind of continues a trend. K-State this year in first quarter is averaging 19.5 points a game, or 19 points per quarter. That's the most of any quarter. They've outscored their opponents by 114 points in the first quarter, including scoring over 24 different times this year, which was the most they've scored over 20 in the first quarter all of last year, the entirety of the season. Why the fast starts? Is this team just very good about executing the scout, the preparation? What has led to this team being such a great starting team to begin games so far this season?
I don't know. I don't know. I think they just come ready to play, and I would hope that it is some of the scout. I would hope that it was they play with a good sense of urgency early in the game. It should be fresh early in the game, but, you know, obviously the other team should be fresh from a scout perspective as well. So I don't know. I think I would just go back with this group in particular. They really haven't complicated things, which has been really good. Really good for a young group that you just don't complicate it, that when we talk about, hey, we want to get layups, we want to get wide open threes, we want to get paint touches, and that's it. If you'll do those things and move the ball, then I don't have to call a lot of plays. I don't have to do a whole lot. If it's a dead ball situation, you know we're into our high-low game, and we want to make sure that we're reading how they're playing our center, and they really haven't complicated those things. And, you know, sometimes teams can get to where they analyze everything, and really the game's not that complicated. If you can do those things, you know, and I think the two words that we consistently talk about is trust and commitment. And one of the things when you talk about situational basketball, I think a lot of teams, they don't need to understand the math of late in the game. They don't need to understand all of that. They just need to trust that, you know, we've done our staff's done. And that's one of the things that, you know, late in the game as a young player, Briley got caught on that three late in the game, up seven, and we had just come out. All right, hey, guys, we're wide in the zone. If they throw the lob to Smith, they throw the lob to Smith. That's not the play we're worried about. We want no standing threes. And Briley gets in there. She's shoving on Smith, and she loves the contact, and she's just beating her up, and Smith's beating her back, and they throw out there for a three, and Briley looks at me and it's like, sorry, coach. Yeah, yes, that's all right.
But the team didn't panic. I mean, it gets to four.
Yeah.
Normally, Baylor gets to within four, a minute plus left. Most teams, well, that's you're, you know, that's tough to be able to hold off a team like Baylor, a top 10 team that gets to the four. I'm sure they were feeling like, all right, we got this. We can get back into the game here. That's the closest they'd been since 5-2. But your team showed no problem meeting to hit free throws, doing what you need to do, to trust and commitment like you're talking about.
And what you love about Briley is she's a freshman battling arguably the number one player in the country.
Well, National Player of the Year last year.
She comes out as the – and Briley's just battling her like she's any other player. And so you love the fact that she loves the physicality. It's just that situational stuff that we've got to be better at. And but to your point, we answered the bell and handled things well down the stretch, and got the ball to the right people, took care of the basketball, handled things, and knocked free throws down. And then we did play really good defense at last. After they made their run to four, we played really good defense. I got every rebound, did all the things right that you have to do to win the game.
K-State wins the rebound war against Baylor and remains a team that is very good when out-rebounding their opponents. Now 10-1 this season. Or 9-0, I should say, when out-rebounding their opponents. And K-State also 11-0 when up at the half. One other note from this game, speaking of defense, Nelissa Smith, National Player of the Year last year, preseason Big 12 Player of the Year, 12.7 rebounds in a full 40 minutes. Chunking the Facebook questions, Nancy Umshad jumps in to say, great job, Cats. And Jake Davis says, great win on Sunday. Keep it going, ladies. We got two questions loaded up to talk about this Baylor game that we'll get to after we take another break and hear from our local stations. That will be return of the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Okay, men, this is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. Cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments, because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Show the world that you're tougher than tough. Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Back again on the Jeff Biddy Show here at PowerCat Sports Grill. K-State women's basketball being brought to you by Kansas Strong. Strength through reliable oil and natural gas. Get the facts at KansasStrong.com. Doing trivia questions during the break here at PowerCat Sports Grill for free appetizers courtesy of PowerCat Sports Grill. My son Brady's not here today to help pick the pitcher around. He's got basketball practice at the moment, so that's why we're a little shorthanded. But we'll survive. We'll make it through. Talking about this Baylor win for the Wildcats. If you'd like to get in, get us a question on the Facebook live stream. You can also tweet at me, at Brian Smoller. We've got a couple of tweets out there that we'll get to here in a moment. Jumping into our questions. Now, one of the storylines from the game was Baylor played with only seven players. Now, it should be noted that Baylor on the season normally only plays around seven. Their numbers are around seven, maybe eight. They don't really play a whole lot of people. Now, they only had seven, period, because of health and safety protocols. They had some people pop positive for COVID part of the game. It was none of their regulars. There was one big, Kendra Gillespie, who is a freshman, that could have been in there and maybe helped out in their rotation. That said, Kevin Riley noticed this. He's on Facebook with a question. He asked, "Hey, Coach, great game. Very proud to have Ben and Bram watching. My question is this. Did Baylor have to tell you that they would only have seven so that you can prepare, or do you find out when they walk in or right before tip-off? What's the protocol there, I guess, because this is going to be the new norm here for the next few weeks, it feels like."
Protocol is no, they don't have to tell us anything. We kind of find out during warm-ups, and everybody's kind of, you know, we're out there with pictures of players.
That's
and
right.
Seeing who they are, and especially teams with bigger rosters, because now obviously with Baylor only has nine players this year
total. That's right.
Total. So
that's right.
They've really only been playing six and a half. Gillespie, the guard that they were missing, Jaden Owens, who's probably in that rotation, probably would have played about 15 minutes. So, no, they don't have to tell us at all. We just kind of find out game time. You might find out from previous games. You might find out from message boards. You might find out from those kind of things. But for the most part, we're all finding out as they walk in.
And your team, thankfully, did not have anybody out, although you did have some staff members that were protocoled and not available for
you. Yeah, they were actually the doctors kind of cleared them to be on the bench, but I was a little bit like, nah, let's wait another day. So we put them behind, and I understand Halliburton was like the hype squad behind the bench, you know, in the second row, you know, and
Yes. She could have been in the top row. You would have heard her. Yeah, she was fired up. Sure, she was getting going. Sure.
So anyways, that's going to be it's going to be this year, and it's certainly going to be pretty prevalent for the next 4 to 6 weeks. We saw, I think, Saturday 42 women's games postponed. So we're going to see this is going to be around here at least for, I think, the next 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah, hopefully it blows through quick. It's hard to predict on these things. Obviously, this is just kind of the times we live in right now. Kansas, by the way, they were supposed to play yesterday, did not, and have had their game announced, rescheduled against West Virginia coming up next Monday night. So while we have this show, in fact, KU will be playing their game against West Virginia. TCU, a last-second schedule, added SMU because they were supposed to play Kansas on Sunday.
TCU, they have regretted that.
They played SMU and got their doors blown off by SMU in that game. TCU's been all over the map. I mean, they hammer Texas A&M.
Yeah.
And then they get blown out by SMU, who's okay, but not top 25 team. Katie Ames jumps in. Good evening, Coach. And, Brian, what happened several minutes before the half? There was a review. How did Baylor get the ball? I think that was the play. There was a 10 count. The shot clock did not go off. I may be wrong. That was in the second half. I don't remember the one in the first half where there was one where Baylor got the ball.
The one
where Baylor got the ball where they paused the game, the shot clock did not go. And so they did a review, and on the review, it was a 10 count, right, against K-State.
Yeah.
Which is how they got the ball.
Yeah, there's a manual count to that. The problem we had with it was that Serena was telling the official that I don't have the clock's not going. So then they're over there still counting, and she's like, I'm telling you, the clock's not going. And so I didn't argue that call very long because, quite honestly, I felt like it was more important that we just stay poised. You didn't want to make a bigger deal. I don't think I was changing their minds. And so I don't think even I said to Jesse, oh, Jesse, she's telling Scotty that, you know, she has no clock. And he said, we have to go on the manual count and we have to match it. And this isn't changeable. So he kind of gave me a clue that I wouldn't make a big deal about this because I'm not going to be able to do anything. And so I didn't even want to make a big deal about it. I told the team, I said, I think it's Baylor's ball. Here's what we're doing. No big deal. A little bit of a screw up.
Right.
We'll go from there.
Also, Katie Ames, she says she noticed that the head coach of Baylor mentioned several times about Yoki camping out in the lane, yelling about 3 seconds. She goes, I don't tend to count or notice when we have the ball, but it seems to me that Yoki gets in and out of there pretty quickly. She added, I love this team. Keep things rolling on the road. Your thoughts on Yoki? In general, about 3 seconds, it does seem Yoki has a pretty good feel for that and is able to get out of the lane before anything happens. But that's not always on the center, right? I mean, some of that's on the guard getting the ball to them.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say that if I was on the other bench, I'd be screaming 3 seconds every time, too. Now, if the Big 12 wants to review all post-ups for Yoki, I would love for them to review it.
That's right.
And they can review the 3 seconds. They can review the physicality. They can review the displacement. They can review all that. I did go back because when I got home last night, I had seen the press conference, and I went through it. The officials missed 1 3-second. But I can assure you they missed a lot of the physicality. Not missed. It's kind of one of those things, too. An official may tell you, look, I'm letting it be physical, but I'm going to give her an extra half second in the paint. To your point, Yoki is the master at being in there 2.5, stepping out and getting back in there. And if you're an opposing coach, you're like, she's been in there 6 seconds. Well, she really hasn't. She's been in there 5 seconds. 2.5 seconds at a time,
right?
Which is exactly what Coach O's done a great job in officiating her throughout our scrimmages, throughout from September on, in kind of getting her a mental clock. Lauterbach's pretty good at it, too. They both have good awareness of how long they've been in there, and they also have good awareness of how many steps they need to step out because you don't want to step out too far.
Right.
Because a team like Baylor, you step out too far, they're just going to keep shoving you. So you really want to get out of the lane a couple inches and be able to get right back in. Yoki does a great job of it.
We'll take another break here. Come back. More on the Baylor game when we return on the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
People State Bank offers hometown service with big bank features at our 11 convenient locations statewide. Whether you are looking for a loan, personal or business accounts, ATMs, mobile banking or bill pay, PSB wants to help you. At People State Bank, we take pride in our communities and we are proud to be your community bank. Check us out at psbbanks.com. People State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Biodiesel turns soybean oil, used cooking oils, and waste animal fats into fuel so amazing that it drives more than 60,000 U.S. jobs and supports more than $11.4 billion in economic impact. Learn more about America's advanced biofuel at kansassoybeans.org/biodiesel. A message from the Kansas Soybean Commission, the Soybean Checkoff. Progress powered by Kansas farmers.
Success on game day starts with knowing your opponent. And when it comes to investing, you need to have a game plan too. Here are some stats you need to know. Investment scams don't just target the elderly. Research shows many fraud victims are college-educated, financially literate individuals who are optimistic. 1 in 10 will fall victim to investment fraud. The Kansas Insurance Department is here to help with a new website at smartinvestks.com. Have a game plan before you invest. Educate yourself on how to avoid scams at smartinvestks.com.
U.S. air quality is better than it has been in decades. The U.S. leads the world in cutting CO2 emissions since the year 2000, all while becoming the world's largest producer of petroleum. We need oil and gas to provide the energy and products we depend on every day. And if we care about the environment, we should produce that vital resource here because we do a better job on environmental issues than any other nation. That's what keeps America strong and Kansas strong. Get the facts at kansasstrong.com.
Back again on the Jeff Mitty Show here at Powercat Sports Grill. Brian Smolin along with the head coach of the Wildcats, Jeff Mitty. We were talking before the break there about some calls that went K-State's way, some that didn't, in generalities, not getting too specific. Shout out here to Mike Papp, K-State superfan, who, much like everybody here at the show, comes to every game. Mike's been coming to K-State women's basketball games for a long time, but Jesse Dickerson, the official last night, had about enough of Mike Papp. He was right. He was at the point of simmering in the first quarter, shot a couple of looks back towards Mike Papp, and was ready for the ejector thumb. He was ready to send him packing. And in fact, Mike told me before the game that Queen Egbo even turned around and stood up and told Mike to shut up at one point. So, round of applause here for Mike Papp doing what he's supposed to do. He's doing Lord's work there at the game, getting into the ears.
Working hard.
That's right.
Working hard,
He was working just as hard as some of the players over there. So you got another one on the – I wanted to tell you, you had somebody else in the ear of the officials in Baylor on the other end of the court from your bench as
well. That's good. They can use the help sometimes.
Sometimes. You talked about the zone and the man in your adjustment there. How well do you think you did defending the three-pointer with either one of those two defenses against Jamie Asbury and Sarah Andrews specifically? You talked in general about that early on, but those two came in shooting over 40% from behind the arc. Asbury, we know, is someone at Oklahoma State, could explode for high voltage of threes, other than the one you talked about at the end of the game, what grade would you give your team in either the zone or the man defending the three-point line against those two players?
I'd give them probably a B. I think that there were a couple situational ones that we didn't handle. Both were on the right side of the floor in the second half. And the dribble got to the elbow one time. Ebert was late on that one. And the one we mentioned on Briley, those two were just from a team defensive standpoint. We had breakdowns that we can't have. And so I would give them a B. I think there's a lot of room for improvement. But I think you talk about starting the game fast. Laura Mackey's block in the corner on Bickle was a big example of what we had talked about. We had talked about playing inside out. We had talked about flying at the shooters. Laura played inside out on that. She trusted her preparation and left her feet. And, you know, I think those are big because Bickle had come into the game. She hit three threes the other night. So they had expanded their three-point arsenal with Bickle being more aggressive there. So, I think that we're making improvements, but we're certainly not where I think we can be in February, but we're making good progress.
To your point, Bickle had been in double figures in three of the last four coming in at an average of about 12 points a game coming into that game. And against K-State, obviously visibly frustrated, the technical and all that stuff, but only 7 points, 3 of 7 shooting. So she, like Smith, tough day at the office, so to speak, shooting the basketball against K-State's defense. Wildcats get the victory against the Bears and now look to continue this on the road. We'll talk more about the rest of the Big 12 Conference because there is a lot to get to when it gets to the conference itself and what went on to the Big 12 this weekend and what's ahead for K-State. Still to come, the Wildcats have road trips this week at Oklahoma State and at West Virginia. Neither one are easy places to play. Oklahoma State gave Texas everything they could handle in the opener, even though they're 5-5, a team that plays a very good defense. More on those two games and on some of the other individuals for the Cats. We will return after this word from your local stations on the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course. Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Back on the Jeff Bidding Show here at Powercat Sports Grill, where legendary fans eat legendary burgers. K-State women's basketball is also being brought to you by People's State Bank, serving Wildcat fans since 1897. Visit them at psbbanks.com. PSB Banks, People's State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. All right, Brian Smoller, Jeff Mitty back with you here at Powercat Sports Grill. You can still time to get in questions on Facebook if you wish or on Twitter. Facebook live stream for our show. You can tweet at me at Brian Smoller, and we'll get your question on the air. Just reply to the post we made about the show for tonight. Big 12 this weekend, this last weekend, saw a couple of lopsided games that went the way of usually the favorite team. K-State's game being the exception, upsetting number 10 Baylor. Number 12 Texas pulled away from Oklahoma State to win 62-51. Iowa State, 14th ranked team in the country, starts 1-0 in the Big 12, hammering West Virginia 88-72. We mentioned KU, TCU got scrubbed, so TCU played SMU and got blasted 79-53. And then Oklahoma has shown the ability to score and score a lot of points. They put up 97 in winning at Texas Tech, 97-91. So the updated standings have Iowa State, Oklahoma, both at 12-1 atop the league. They're both ranked in the top 25. Cyclones are ranked 12th this week. Oklahoma now into the poll at number 23. Texas is ranked 9th. They are 10-1. And then K-State is 11-2. And 1-0 in the Big 12, along with those three other teams. K-State receiving votes in this week's top 25, not in the top 25. There was a lot of angst on social media from K-State fans and the press about K-State not being ranked in the top 25. I would offer up that being ranked on January 3rd is not as important as March 3rd. What is your takeaway on being ranked or not?
Well, I would agree with that. I mean, you always, your preference is always to be ranked, but it's not the most important thing. I said that last week with the net rating and all those things. The rankings, they've never, some of those voters just get used to writing certain, like my good friend Gary Blair ranked today.
Yes. Okay,
now, they got beat by 25 by TCU.
Correct.
Now, there's a lot of teams that, you know, don't have that kind of a loss, and yet, you know, Gary...
by virtue of being in the SEC or his charisma, yeah,
well,
who knows?
Well, no, I mean, Gary's always had a great team, so, you know, you get some benefits of the doubt on that, but it's really not... It's never been... comparative scores and head-to-head matchups. I mean, you'll see. Missouri just beat South Carolina. You know, they should be in there. It was Nebraska ranked today?
No.
And Nebraska's had a
lost votes, as a matter of fact. Yeah. Nebraska was very close to being ranked, and now they only got like 14 votes.
They got beat by like three, I think, at Michigan State, but yet they were undefeated. So I mean, there's all kinds of so. We can sit here and say, yeah, we should be ranked, and you can definitely make the case. You want to go head-to-head on, you know, you could probably pull 10 schools and go head-to-head. But it'll all shake out, and to your point, if you're ranked on March 3rd, you probably played good basketball, good consistent basketball, and, yeah, we'd all love to be ranked. We'd all love to see it come across. We'd all love to see top 25 matchups and us be one of those top 25 matchups. That's certainly the goal, but, it's certainly not what we're focused on tonight or going into tomorrow's practice.
Nope. And looking forward to – you can't be ranked if you lose games, so you got to keep winning and try and win the next one. This week in the Big 12, we'll find out a lot about Iowa State and Oklahoma because they play on Wednesday night down in Norman. That should be a great game. There could be 100 points scored for both teams in this game. You are two potent offenses right now in Iowa State and Oklahoma going head-to-head on Wednesday night.
Yeah, that'll be an interesting matchup because you're exactly right. Both teams are going to shoot a ton of threes. Both teams are going to the free throw line a lot. That's another thing that both teams are doing very, very well. So both teams putting up a lot of points. That'll be a heck of a matchup.
That's really the marquee game of the week. On Wednesday, K-State's of course at Oklahoma State, TCU at Baylor, Texas Tech at Texas, West Virginia, KU scrubbed. They will try and make that one up. And then Saturday, TCU is at Iowa State, Oklahoma at KU, K-State of course at West Virginia, Oklahoma State at Texas Tech, and then Sunday, Texas at Baylor, and a big one there for Baylor because the Bears, obviously they get TCU at home. See, they should be favored in that game, but if Texas beats Baylor on Sunday next week, then all of a sudden you are going to hear a lot more of this noise. It's kind of out there on the periphery right now. I think Michelle Volpo wrote about it on ESPN.com about is there a changing of the guard in the Big 12? Is this finally now Baylor coming down And is the league wide open? We'll find out, I guess. If Texas hands up a second loss, suddenly it could be certainly wide open. It certainly has to feel, Jeff, that this conference, you've been saying it all along, and the rankings kind of bear it out in the non-conference and what they've done. From top to bottom, this is a very strong league. Even TCU is at the quote-unquote bottom of the conference, yet they go out and smack Texas A&M around. So it's not going to be easy going to Oklahoma State or anybody else at the conference this year.
Probably never had that happen in the time, you know, last 7 or 8 years. No, you can't remember a team that at this point, and certainly where you're at right now is not necessarily an indication of where you're going to be, but haven't had those kind of things, 25-point victories. You look at we play Oklahoma State. They got a great victory over Missouri State.
That's right.
Missouri State had just beaten Missouri by 30 or something crazy, and you're going, wow. So we're seeing a lot of scores that from our perspective – the Big 12 looks to be the strongest it's been in a long, long time, top to bottom. Now, we may not have that top five team
right
that we've had, and that would be the difference, because when you look at where Baylor has been,
that's right,
and the depth and the ability to overwhelm you in some areas, we don't have a team playing at a top five level right now.
No.
And so, therefore, there's going to be some opportunities. I would not be surprised to see a logjam in the league standings in a lot of spots, because I think a lot of teams are very similar. So how you play together, how you play to your system, all those things are going to be critical for success going forward.
Yeah, it does. To your point, it doesn't feel like there is a one seed right now in the conference, but there could be a lot of 2-3 seeds. And maybe 4-5 seeds, depending if everybody beats each other up. The Big 12 finished non-conference play with the nation's best strength of schedule, best average RPI, second best net ranking, and second best win percentage. I mean, even if everybody finishes 10 wins in the conference, 500 in the conference, it's going to get you in. It should, because
yeah,
what you did as a conference in the non-con should pay off come selection time.
Well, it looks like offensively this league's better than it's been in a long time. So it looks like we've got – now, I will say the one thing that's really hard to assess in those areas is you should, in a lot of cases, because of the super seniors and team players, but that still should bear out nationally. So the key for us is we've got a lot of great wins in the league nationally. And so I think, people always talk about beating each other up in conference play, and I think that this may be the year that really holds true from top to bottom.
I don't feel like anybody's going to run through this league undefeated.
No, I don't think so. I think it could be a three-loss type year.
Wow.
for the top of the league. I really don't think anybody's going to run through there. I think we've got some good quality teams up and down, and you better be ready to play all 18 nights.
Oklahoma State's next up for the Wildcats on the road in Stillwater, where K-State's had some success here as of late, even against a very, very good Oklahoma State team, a team that finished in the top three even the Big 12 last year. We'll take a break, talk about that when we return on the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
People's State Bank offers hometown service with big bank features at our 11 convenient locations statewide. Whether you are looking for a loan, personal or business accounts, ATMs, mobile banking or bill pay, PSB wants to help you. At People's State Bank, we take pride in our communities, and we are proud to be your community bank. Check us out at psbbanks.com. People's State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
U.S. air quality is better than it has been in decades. The U.S. leads the world in cutting CO2 emissions since the year 2000, all while becoming the world's largest producer of petroleum. We need oil and gas to provide the energy and products we depend on every day. And if we care about the environment, we should produce that vital resource here, because we do a better job on environmental issues than any other nation. That's what keeps America strong and Kansas strong. Get the facts at kansasstrong.com.
This is Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt. Success on game day starts with knowing your opponent. And when it comes to investing, you need to have a game plan too. Investment scams don't just target the elderly. Research shows many fraud victims are college-educated, financially literate individuals. 1 in 10 will fall victim to investment fraud. The Kansas Insurance Department is here to help with a new website at smartinvestks.com. Have a game plan before you invest. Educate yourself on how to avoid scams at smartinvestks.com.
Biodiesel turns soybean oil, used cooking oils, and waste animal fats into fuel so amazing that it drives more than 60,000 U.S. jobs and supports more than $11.4 billion in economic impact. Learn more about America's advanced biofuel at kansassoybeans.org/biodiesel. A message from the Kansas Soybean Commission, the Soybean Checkoff. Progress powered by Kansas farmers.
Sports Grill. Started to wrap things up on this Monday night. Back with you next Monday night at 6 o'clock. A couple of promotional items to keep in mind. First of all, next Tuesday is the next home game for the Wildcats. So actually, our next show will be talking about two road games, Oklahoma State and West Virginia, and then we'll be previewing the game against Iowa State the next following night, next Tuesday. The big showdown with the Cyclones. That will be a 6:30 tip-off. Iowa State ranked 12th in the country right now, and playing great basketball. Ashley Jones, one of the National Player of the Year candidates, Big 12 Player of the Year candidate, coming in to take on. They'll have a lot of Cyclone fans there at Bramlage, so let's make sure we have a lot of K-State fans there as well for that one. January 19th is the Sunflower Showdown against Kansas. You can find out more about these promotions online at kstatesports.com, but you can show your Wildcat pride by purchasing a T-shirt package for the in-state rivalry game against the Jayhawks. Each package gets a general admission ticket and an exclusive Beat KU T-shirt for just $10, so check that out. And then Junior Wildcat Day at the end of the month, January 29th, against TCU. Next up is Oklahoma State. We don't need to go too into depth here on the scout, I guess, against the Cowgirls. We kind of mentioned it in passing, though. They have one impressive win under their belt against Missouri State. Jim Littell has always been a very good defensive-minded coach. It looks like they tried to really slow things down against a Texas team that had been playing fast and scoring a bunch of points so far this year. What can you tell us about what to expect on Wednesday night with the Cowgirls?
You know, they're defending. They are really defending. I mean, they got after Texas early in that game. They were up, I think, 15-4, 15-6, something like that early. So they are really getting after you. They held, if you look, field goal percentage defense, they're one of the tops of the league. Steals, they're in the upper half. They're going to pressure the guards. They're going to really get after you offensively. They're replacing a lot from last year. You know, when you have Natasha Mack and you've got Asbury who transferred out, you're talking about 40 points a game. They're kind of getting it all over the place where they've got some slashers, they've got some shooters. They haven't quite – nobody's kind of settled into I'm the second leading scorer, but they've got good balance after Fields. And Fields has elevated her game, averaging about 14.5 a game, and a nice player can score at all three levels. So they've got a good, solid basketball team. The strength right now would appear to be that defensively they just guard you.
Prior to that game, of course, you guys will be driving down for the game, not flying down for the game. But can you do anything as a coach during this time? Do you talk to your team about the health and safety protocols, all those sorts of things? I mean, I'm sure they're already aware of it. How much do you try and control that situation as much as uncontrollable as it is?
Yeah, that's probably the biggest problem right now is just like, you know, it would appear that you can do a lot of things right, and if some things don't go right. So I don't know. We talk to them about it. We do. But I'm going to be honest. We're going to try to do things the best we can. We're going to try to stay out of situations, try to stay out of the college get-togethers, the college house parties, those kind of things that turn into small, you know, small houses, lots of people, those right. kind of things. But college kids are going to be college kids, and our group is doing everything they can. I don't know how much more we can talk about it, I guess is my point. We can sit here and beat this drum, and yes, we will, and we'll continue to do everything we can internally, but there's an element of you don't control this. It is different than a year ago. teams are not going to be out as long because the return to play is so much quicker. It's more turning into, I believe we're getting closer to the NFL of 5 days and test out, those kind of things. We're not where I want to be, but you know where my take on this is, where I want to be. So
we'll see where we get.
Yeah,
we'll
there you go.
Take
you
our
go.
Last break, and then we'll wrap up the show on the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
This is Bill Snyder with some straight talk about opioid abuse. We're all taught to share, but giving someone your pain medication isn't generous. It's reckless. Yet 1 in 5 people prescribed an opioid admit to sharing it with others. These drugs can be dangerous, even deadly. Support the people you love. Store your medication securely and dispose of unused medication. If you're asked to share, say no. Help prevent opioid abuse among your friends and family before it starts.
Learn more about safe storage and disposal at itmattersks.org.
People's State Bank offers hometown service with big bank features at our 11 convenient locations statewide. Whether you are looking for a loan, personal or business accounts, ATMs, mobile banking, or bill pay, PSB wants to help you. At People's State Bank, we take pride in our communities, and we are proud to be your community bank. Check us out at psbbanks.com. People's State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
U.S. air quality is better than it has been in decades. The U.S. leads the world in cutting CO2 emissions since the year 2000, all while becoming the world's largest producer of petroleum. We need oil and gas to provide the energy and products we depend on every day. And if we care about the environment, we should produce that vital resource here, because we do a better job on environmental issues than any other nation. That's what keeps America strong and Kansas strong. Get the facts at kansasstrong.com.
This is Coach Chris Kleiman. Running a successful football program requires commitment and attention to detail. We spend all year creating game plans so that we're at our best for 12 Saturdays in the fall. It's equally important to have a game plan when it comes to making smart financial decisions, and that's why I rely on the experts in that field. Regardless of your stage in life, we all need a plan for our financial future. The Kansas Insurance Department can help you have a game plan before you invest. Visit smartinvestks.com.
Show. Thanks for everybody for listening and coming out. Big win. Obviously, everyone's feeling good. Coach, good luck this week down at Stillwater. Keep it going.
Thanks, Brian, and I appreciate the fans. It was a small crowd, but I will say I love seeing the enthusiasm in the stands, so we appreciate it. Thank you.
And hopefully everybody's back for the home game on Tuesday against Iowa State, against a top 15 Iowa State team. It'll be a big one next week. Until Wednesday night and the matchup against Oklahoma State, until our show next week, I'm Brian Smore for the Coach, saying thank you for listening.
Live from the Power Cat Sports Grill in Manhattan, this has been the Jeff Mitty Show, brought to you by Power Cat Sports Grill on the west side of Manhattan, where legendary fans eat legendary burgers. Kansas Strong, strength through reliable oil and natural gas. Get the facts at kansasstrong.com. People's State Bank, serving Wildcat fans since 1897. People's State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. And by the Kansas Soybean Commission, the Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the K-State Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.